of the Stars. Dateline Hollywood 1930, the Warner Brothers Studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artists toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Oh, yes!
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control. The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warner's existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
I suppose it would be wise to start at the very beginning, yeah?
Proceed.
I was one of the most zestful psychoanalysts in all of Hollywood. 50 years ago, I started work at Warner Brothers. Ah, Warner Brothers. Home to some of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
Good morning, Mr. Biggest Star in Hollywood.
Morning, sweetheart.
Morning, Porky.
All right. Hello.
Adventure Stars had a problem. They came to me. So, tell me more about these dreams you've been having, Mr. Reagan.
Well, in my dreams, I'm President of the United States.
For years, the biggest actors told me their problems, their secrets, their pain. It was so much fun. And then, just recently, I had just completed a delightfully intense session with Clint Eastwood. Then, it happened.
What's going on?
It was them, the Warner Brothers. After years of being locked away in the water tower, they managed to escape.
Did you miss us?
I hardly even know you.
We're the Warner Brothers.
And the Warner sister.
What do you want?
We asked you first.
Well, I want... No, you didn't.
Well, we meant to.
Do you know who I am?
Dr. Otto Scratch and Sniff, world-famous psychoanalyst to the stars?
Correct.
I won! What did I win?
Nothing.
Say, what kind of game show is this?
This isn't a game show.
Well, I'll say it isn't. Nobody wins anything. You'll be lucky to be on the air for 1 week.
Nurse!
Yes, Dr. Scratch and Sniff?
Get these kids out of here!
Hello, nurse!
Why don't you cute little kids follow me?
After the Warner Brothers escaped, I was called in to see the chairman of the board of the Warner Brothers studio.
The Warner Brothers are wreaking havoc throughout the studio, Scratch and Sniff, and I won't cut it!
In order for a studio to run efficiently, there must be order, calmness, control. The Warner Brothers have taken the calmness and replaced it with chaos. They're too zany, Scratch and Sniff. I haven't been this upset since we made Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. And I have chosen you to get the Warner Brothers under control.
Why me?
Because you're a psychiatrist, dummy.
Oh. And so, I scheduled an appointment with the Warner Brothers. I'll never forget our first session.
The Warner Brothers are here for their 3 o'clock appointment. You be good, little boy.
How you doing, Scratchy?
I take umbrage at that.
Oh, sure. Take all the umbrage. Don't leave any for us.
No, I mean I take offense.
And you want our fence, too? All right, take it. But that's all. We're tapped out.
I think it's time we got down to business, yeah?
Now, our first quarter figures are really low, as there's a business a graph will hopefully show.
What are you doing?
We're getting down to business.
You always make the jokes. This is not good. No more jokes, yeah? Yeah, good. Now, plant yourselves on the couch there. I said no more jokes.
This isn't a joke. It's a visual gag.
But no more gags. Jokes are monkey stuff.
Define monkey stuff.
Yeah, the monkey stuff, the monkey stuff. You know, you walks around like a silly monkey. Would you be all goofy like a monkey? That is the monkey stuff.
Maybe you should see a psychiatrist.
I am a psychiatrist. I mean a psychiatrist. What you kids want, yeah. You want to talk to Mr. Puffet Head.
Hello, kids. I'm Mr. Puffet Head. Tell me why you always make the jokes.
Why aren't you talking with Mr. Puffet Head?
No, it's very easy. Watch me. Hello, Mr. Puffet Head. How are you?
I am fine, Dr. Scratch and Sniff. How are you?
I am fine, Mr. Puppet Head. Did you have a yummy breakfast?
Oh, yes. It's very yummy, thank you. How was your breakfast?
My breakfast was yummy as well. Now, you see, isn't that easy?
Are you sure you don't want to see a pea psychiatrist?
I am a pea... I mean psychiatrist. I am.
Mr. Puppet Head's hungry.
After much research, I decided to meet with each Warner Brother individually. I would start with a Warner Brother sister, Dot. Dot, may I call you Dot?
Yeah, but call me Dottie, and you die.
Dot, it is. I'm going to show you some pictures, and I want you to tell me what they look like. What do you say to this?
I'd say you're not a very good artist.
I didn't draw that.
Well, whoever did needs to go back to school.
No, it's an ink blot.
I'll say.
No. It's not supposed to look like anything.
Then you did a very good job.
I didn't draw it! Doesn't it look like a little kitty cat or a butterfly or something?
No. That's a butterfly.
Now then, Racco, let you and I talk, hmm?
Okay.
Good. What's on your mind?
My hat.
No, no, no. Your hat is on your head. What is on your mind?
My skin?
No, that's on your head. What's on your mind?
Oh, I got it. My hair.
Your hair is on your head. This is hair. This is hair. It is not on my mind. It is on my head.
No, it's in your hand.
Let's try something different, okay?
Okay.
Why don't you just tell me what you're feeling?
My shirt.
No, that's what you are touching. What are you feeling?
My nose.
That's what you're touching. What are you feeling? Just tell me how you feel.
I feel fine.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. Would you care to expand on that?
Okay.
No, not that type of expanding. Stop it!
Excuse me.
Now then, Jaco, let us do a little word association. I say a word, and you say any word that you think of. Any word that comes to mind.
Brain.
No, we haven't started.
Begun.
No, wait.
Yield.
No, stop.
Cease.
Silence!
Quiet.
Enough!
Plenty.
Would you please listen?
Here.
No, you stupid kid! You don't understand!
Comprehend.
Ah! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Leave.
Those kids is driving me crazy!
Insane, unhinged, demented.
And this is how it's been. They're always driving me cookie in the cup. And they're still not desanitized. Am I crazy, Doctor?
You are suffering from acute Warneritis. Was there something I said?
These monkeys outside the gate. The guards tried to stop somebody, had no luck. The monkeys got free and they are in a muck. I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
My office was run by the studio nurse. I came downstairs and what could be worse? The monkeys was doing a crazy dance. They put buggies in my underpants. I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Monkeys dance, then I dance too.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
I ran outside to get a stick, but I'm telling you, friends, those monkeys was quick. Cause when I returned, much to my disgrace, those monkeys had the nurse in a mad embrace.
I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
For a nickel, I'll give you a clue.
I didn't know your eyes were blue.
I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Yes, sir! Woo!
played the scene.
For a shower and shave, the monkey's gonna put me into my grave. The entire bathroom was laid to waste, and they shaved my head with minty toothpaste. I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
They is crazy, not so, I'm telling you.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Well, by this time I was feeling dreads. They was using a shoe brush to shine me head. I asked them to leave, but they stayed around. They pulled a chain and yeah, I went down. I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Call my lawyer, I'm ready to sue.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Ah!
Yes, our brother!
Hey! Take me home! We are taking back to the next
sure. Tomorrow I show those monkeys the door. And if they don't leave, I'm inviting you to my house for dumplings and monkey stew. I don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Now I'm in the stew. Of who?
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do.
Watch out for monkeys, I'm telling you.
Don't know what to say, the monkeys won't do. We're not monkeys, we're just cuckoo. Don't know what to say, the Warner won't do.
Night tune. Inside the water tower room, there was a log flume and a picture of a big baboon.
Hi.
And three little toons acting like goons.
I'm Yakko. Oh, Wacko.
And I'm cute.
A dog and a cat.
Hot? Where's a cat?
And a big-headed rat.
I'm a mouse, not a rat.
And two hippos, who are incredibly fat.
Flavio, are we actually fat?
No, my delectable. We are simply bigger than life itself.
And in this room, and in this verse, are Dr. Scratch and Sniff and...
Hello, nurse!
And three good feathers, who...
Stick together.
What do you mean by that? You think I'm sticky? You saying I'm some kind of gooey, sticky bun here for your breakfast enjoyment? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying...
That's it! Here's your sticky
come
bun!
On, hey,
sticky
come on, come on, right here!
And Mindy and Buttons are snuggled in bed, along with a fella named Mr. Skullhead. And an old squirrel lady in cap and nightgown sits in a rocker and says...
Hey, pal, pipe down!
Oh, right. Well, then... Nighty night room, nighty night tunes, nighty night log flume with the big baboon, nighty night dog, nighty night cat.
I do smell a cat, but where's it at? That rhymes, that definitely rhymes.
Nighty night hippos.
We're big boned, not fat.
Nighty night big headed laboratory rat.
I am not a rat, I'm a mouse. Oh, drat.
Oh! That rhymes too, Brian.
Nighty-night, Doctor, and...
Good-night, Nurse.
Nighty-night, pigeons who constantly curse.
Basta,
come on, what did I
Better
do?
Better
cheer
your trail.
Come on.
I've got your sticky bun. Here's your sticky bun.
Nighty-night, Buttons under the bed, along with his friend, Mr. Skullhead. Nighty-night, squirrel lady in nightgown and cap.
For crying out loud, will you button your yap?
Nighty-night, water tower. Nighty-night, lot. Nighty-night, Yakko, Wacko, and Dot. Nighty-night, people everywhere.
And nighty-night, Wacko's underwear.
Yeah.